أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون صدق الله العظيم. After very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us a glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, the shaking of the earth, the mountains crumbling and becoming dust and flying. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that the two things, two ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us in this world, one is honor, dignity, position, post, and the other is this material world. There should not be excessive love for it. One should not get obsessed with it to such a degree that one forgets one's commandments, one's obligations to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us straight into the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about us, ourselves, insan, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the groupings of mankind, and Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and O insan, you will become of three groups. What are these three groups? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, very briefly, Allah Rabbul Izzat explains and speaks about them. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ Ma ashabul maymana, the people on the right side. How excellent are the people on the right side? Or what can explain to you who are the people on the right side? Wa ashabul mashama, ma ashabul mashama, the people on the left side. And how evil or how bad are the people on the left side? Or we can also translate it, what will explain to you who are the people on the left side? Now these are the two groups. The third one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. But let us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these three groupings in other parts of the Quran Kareem also. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us the ultimate, that is on the day of Qiyamah. But in this ayat, in Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the practicality of it, that how it happens on the surface of this earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent us all the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made many ways in which we can become acquainted with the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby understanding our obligations to Allah, understanding what is right and understanding what is wrong. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one group, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, that in this world they fall short. They have transgressed and oppressed their own selves. How? By falling short in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they did not care to complete all the obligations that were due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think at these times when we speak about these groups, each one of us know our own condition, we know our own state, and we can very easily find the category in which we are in. That this group will not fulfill all the obligations to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Obligations will mean the farz namazes, for example, our Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, not only of the month of Ramadan, but throughout the entire year, how are we doing with regards to these obligations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has compelled us with? Are we performing it on time? Are we delaying it? Are we making qada? Are we not performing it at all? So that is one obligation amongst the others. The others will be like our roza, our fasting, our zakat, and all the other obligations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made farz, or Allah has made wajib upon us. That is one aspect of the ظالمون لنفسي, those who have transgressed themselves. Then on the other side, there are the prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many things haram upon us. Do we abide by that? Are we keeping away from that? Or are we persisting? We know the answers ourselves. We search within ourselves. If we fall into this category, then obviously we have to make tawbah. We have to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make amends. Then فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Muqtasid is a person that is on the middle path, mediocre, a person who fulfills all the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, all the obligations, and he keeps away from all the nawahi, from all the prohibitions. And then he does not go further than that. More than what Allah Rabbul Izzat has made farz upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also sent down the mustahabbat, those things that are mustahab, those things that are good for us to do, praiseworthy for us to do. They keep away from that. They keep away from the haram. But again, there are other things like what is regarded as makruh in the shariat. They persist on those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them as فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And then the last group, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They are those who are the forerunners to khairat, to good, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is that group that not only do they fulfill the fara'is and the sunnat muakkada and the wajibat, but they go further than that. They will engage in nafil ibadat. If you take the example of namaz, they will read nafil namazes, whether it is ishraq or whether it is chas, whether it is tahajjud or awabin, or any other nafil salat, they do more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for them, what our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown them. And they try to fulfill all whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had showed them as being praiseworthy, as mustahab, etc. As far as the haram is concerned, they keep away from that which is haram. They keep away from those things that Allah has made haram upon them. But together with that, they keep away from the things that are regarded as makruh in the deen. And today, this is the difficulty that we are going through, that we say it is only makruh, so we can carry on. We say it is only mustahab, that is why we don't need to do it. And today, we've reached the stage that a person will say, Tarawih is sunnat, so it's not farz, so we don't have to read it. Now, what is the Quran telling us? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? That we're supposed to be foremost in fulfilling the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat.